I will sing of the Lord's great love forever with my mouth. I will make your faithfulness known to all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Today's scripture can be found in Psalms 89, 1 and 2.
O glorious Father, how great is your love! It endures forever. I will sing of your love. I will embrace your love as my own. I will emulate your love towards others. I will declare that your love stands firm forever. My view of you will not be one-sided. I will see all of your wondrous characteristics that you have. I will love them all, and I will fear you with a reverent fear. You are holy, love, mercy, compassion, and tenderness. Your glory is great and never-ending. You are the Almighty God who always was, who always will be, and I will share this truth with others. Amen.
Today, friends, think about it. How many times have you heard it? Oh, God is love. He won't punish sinners in hell forever. Well, where are they going to go? If Christians go to heaven, workers go to heaven, where's the murderer, the blasphemer, the adulterer, the homosexual, the liar, the thief, the cheater, the murderers? Where are they all going to go? Where are the bombers that go into a McDonald's and blow up 100 people, innocent children, going to go? God is love, but God is also fair and just. He's a fair and just God. Those that deserve punishment will end up in hell. God's also holy, but he's not unapproachable. But he tells us in the Bible, "Be ye holy, for I am holy."
Today's action. Write down some of the characteristics that you attribute to God. Examine your first one. That will usually be your view of him, and it will determine how you share your faith. Today's treasure is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 3. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil.
God is love, therefore he won't punish sinners in hell forever. Wrong. I'll give John Hagee credit, because he's the one that I first heard it from, and I love this saying so much it's on my cards. I don't care if you believe in hell. God does, and you're going if you don't accept Jesus.